and you're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette and online at WNMUFM.org. And I have on the phone a very special guest. He's going to be performing in concert at the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls, Michigan this August 13th. So that's this coming Sunday in the afternoon at 2. Welcome to the program, Bob Milne. How are you this morning?
I am very good, Kurt. How nice of you to call me up.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that we were able to get a hold of you. We've heard lots of good things about you, and we're really excited to hear that you're going to be performing in the region coming up here. How about you start off by telling us who you are and what you do at the piano?
Well, I'm just a guy that plays piano for a living, and I have for a long time. And I've been extremely lucky. I was appointed as a musical ambassador for the United States for, I think it was 6 years. I played all over the Japanese islands and Hokkaido and Okinawa for years, you know, as a goodwill ambassador for the U.S. And then also I did the same thing in Switzerland and played for the Swiss Parliament and the U.S. Embassy. And I've just had a lot of really what I consider very lucky and things happened to me. The Library of Congress decided to do a documentary of me back in 2004, which was bizarre. there's me just running around the country trying to make a living. And they got me down there for 4 days, filmed me and interviewed me. And they even went as far as to call a national treasure, but I want to elaborate on what a treasure is.
Sure.
Because not long after that, I was at a flea market, one of those things out in the field with 200 tables and people selling written trash to junk.
Oh, yeah.
a guy had a sign there that said, "One man's junk is another man's treasure." Okay, the party's over.
Oh, boy. Oh, that'll be your flag to sail from here on out.
That ended it. Yeah.
Well, Bob, so they call you a national treasure. Why don't you tell us maybe why you think that is? I know that you do some special things when it comes to both performing music and thinking about music.
Well, it was Dr. James Billington. He was the Librarian of Congress for something like 30 years, and he's retired now, but he heard me playing in California, and I didn't know who he was, and he talked to me for quite a while, and then he told me he wanted to do a documentary of me at the library, and I said, "What?" And he said, "Well, you've never taken piano lessons, you never practice," which I don't, he said, "You are something that is unique, and I want to make a record of this for future generations to study." So that's how that came about. And I keep maintaining, I'm just a guy that's trying to make a living. I use my own wits, anything I can think of to play better or to make a better relationship with the audience, I constantly try and do.
Sure.
But he said I was unique, so they
sure.
did it.
Yeah, and in that study, you were able to, now it was hear multiple pieces of music and also comprehend them at different points in their performances, correct?
Yes, but that was a different study that didn't start until about 5 years later,
okay.
2009.
Okay.
See, I have always heard music in my head, actually two pieces at once if I wanted to. And the reason I've never practiced is I don't know what to practice, because I listen to a piece in my head and I move my fingers around on the table or the steering wheel just to create the connection between my brain and the ends of my fingers.
Sure.
And at that point I can play the thing. And I have never rehearsed a piece before going out on a concert stage and playing it, because to me that would be a violation of any ability that was given to me.
Wow.
So I did that during the years of being an ambassador. In fact, they asked me one time on a flight we were doing down to Okinawa if I knew any Okinawan songs. And I said, no, I don't. So they played a little recording for me on the earphones.
Sure.
And that night I played it on the stage.
Oh, wow.
And it was quite well received.
Oh, that's so great. You gave them the regional touch just from hearing it one time.
I can. If I have a chance to hear it a second time, I will. But when I was learning how to play pianos back in the 60s, I usually did not have a second chance because mm-hmm. I'd listen to somebody playing something. For instance, Scott Joplin Rag. And the Scott Joplin's Rags weren't published until another 6, 7, or 8 years.
Sure, yeah.
So I'd listen to somebody playing, for instance, a Maple Leaf Rag, and I said to myself, I want to be able to play that as this my one and only chance to hear. So I created a special way of remembering it, and then I would listen to it in my head later on, driving around or whatever. And then I would do the best I can. I'd walk into the place and I'd play it. And I didn't even own a piano in those days. I was painting houses and mm-hmm. putting on roofs.
Yeah.
So this was my own way of learning these pieces.
So you're a man of trade, and you're also a man, it sounds like, of very strong tactile sense, but also a great sense of oral abilities as well. Why is it boogie woogie and ragtime piano, which is kind of your forte, so to speak?
Well, I have found that if I try to play Beethoven, which I could, I would have a much harder time trying to create concerts anywhere. There are people who just can play the heck out of Beethoven, and I know a lot of these guys, and they have one concert coming up in 6 months. And they're phenomenal pianists and musicians. But people in general like to dance. Dancing is the basic human instinct. Mm-hmm. I like to dance. And Boogie Woogie has the dance in it. So does Ragtime.
Right.
And Beethoven doesn't. Now, I will never criticize Beethoven. I love the music, but it's not dance music.
Right.
And people like to move their feet. They like to tap their fingers. And like I said, it's a basic human instinct. It goes all the way back to the drums of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so there it is. And I find it infectious. I like it. It moves me. And I hope that when I play it, I move people.
Excellent. Well, that kind of answers another one of my questions, because having heard that you've done so many performances in a year for such a long amount of time, you've done, what's it, over 250 performances in a year for over 20 years, there's got to be something, there's got to be something that keeps you coming back to the stage, and it sounds like you look forward to not only bringing that energy of the dance and of the sound and of the tactile experience to the audience, but also for yourself as well. Does that kind of feed the energy loop, so to speak, for yourself and the audience?
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, Linda and I, we have a nice house down near Lapeer, Michigan. That's east of Flint. Mm-hmm. We live in the woods, mm-hmm. and we love our place. And yet, what am I supposed to do? Just, you know, I keep getting older, and I think to myself, am I just supposed to sit home? No, I still feel like I play at the top 100% of my abilities.
Yeah.
And my friends keep asking me, Bob, when are you going to retire? And I tell them, I am retired. I'm having the time of my life. I don't have anything to worry about.
Oh.
You might want to retire so you can travel. But guess what, boys?
Yeah.
I'm traveling all the time, and I love it. I love the Upper Peninsula. I came up here, when I was 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and on a Boy Scout trip. My dad drove me through Shingleton. I love the Shingleton. Yes, I know it's just a tiny little wine spot,
mm-hmm.
and then there's various places around the Upper Peninsula that just take me back to the time when I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. They say that about a lot of places in the UP and northeastern Wisconsin where, you know, it's maybe a tiny hole in the wall kind of place, but it's just gorgeous. You know, you hear that a lot about all these places. So that's great that you have that love of the UP as well, and you're already familiar with the natural surroundings. So if you've just joined us right now, we're speaking with Bob Milne. He's going to be performing in concert at the piano, bringing ragtime and boogie-woogie piano to the Crystal Theater stage. That's happening this coming Sunday, August 13th at 2 p.m. We've been talking about what he's been able to bring to the stage and a little bit about himself as well. Ticket information is available at thecrystaltheatre.org, and that's theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So you can get all your information about tickets there. Bob, is there anything else that you'd like to add about yourself, about the upcoming performance, anything you're looking forward to?
Well, I look forward to being there. As I don't mean that to sound corny, but I am. Tomorrow night I've got to be in the Sheboygan Opera House.
Oh, lovely.
The night after that, on Thursday night, I have to be over at Three Lakes, Wisconsin. And then on Friday night, I'm up in Ontonagon, and Sunday I'm in Crystal Falls. How lucky can I be?
You're a traveling man, but you get to really, I mean, it sounds like you really enjoy what you do. And like you said, you're retired, so it's all good, right?
So many pianos, so little time.
Sure. Has there been a favorite piano that you've ever played on?
Well, you know, you get into the top world-class pianos like the Steinways, and various things like that. And there's one from Czechoslovakia called Petrov, which is actually my favorite piano. I have one at home. But I don't want to ever throw stones at Steinway's, because when you get into this top level of pianos like that, it's all personal preference. I will play on a Steinway anytime. And once again, how lucky can I be to be given the best pianos in the world to play in.
Sure. Well, I'm sure any piano that you're in front of will come to life for the audience, and the energy will be infectious. So, Bob, I wanted to say thank you again so much for being with us via phone, talking about your craft, your trade, your retirement, and your performances as well.
Oh, Kurt, thank you so much for calling me up. And all of you listening over there, you know, wherever you are, get over to the Crystal. I look forward to seeing you, and bring your dancing shoes.
Right. And that's, once again, this coming August 13th. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. in Crystal Falls at the Crystal Theater. Bob, thanks again so much.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back here on Listener and Member Supported Public Radio 90.